Blog Talk Radio.
My son, and this is why I was telling you about my son and the seed that I planted. My son, from the age of 16, was a drug dealer. From the age of 16. And I had to actually give him an ultimatum. I said, because I was in recovery, living a right life. I was doing the right thing, living on the right side of the law. And I had to tell my son at 16, if you can't stop doing this, you can't stay here. And my son chose to not stay at home. So by 17, my son had moved out, got his own apartment, got his own car, and never looked back. Now, him and I have an amazing relationship, and we always have had. But I'm saying I planted that seed. That seed I planted. And I have to say that, and I have to own that, because had I not sent him to go even interact with a drug dealer or even know what drugs were, his life may not have taken that route. And it may have. It may have. But there's some things that I know that I did that I take ownership for. And my son got arrested 2015. And this is why I tell you that Satan, he doesn't need to learn new tricks. He used the same old tricks. And when my son got arrested, I felt like my life had fallen apart. I felt like every bad thing that you hear about prison, now my son was going to be subjected to. And I'm going to tell you that I went into a depression, and now I'm saved, sanctified, and living for the Lord and going to church daily and just going to work and living a holy life. But in 2015, I wanted to commit suicide. Two times I had the pill bottles in my hand, and I wanted to take the whole pill bottle. I would go to work, and the reason I would go to work was because it was bringing me out of my house. My house was full with evil spirits, and I knew it. I knew it. I knew they were there. When I came home, I would take something to put myself to sleep, and when I woke up, I would take some more because I wanted to stay asleep until it was time to get up and go to work or go to church. I loved going to church because that was my only relief from being in my house. The church people didn't know what's going on. They saw I was losing weight, and they would just make comments like, oh, Sister Leslie, you're looking good. But what they didn't know was I wasn't eating because I couldn't eat. Satan had grabbed a hold of me, grabbed a hold of my mind, grabbed a hold of my appetite, grabbed a hold of my sleeping. I'm going to tell you, he had me wrapped up. I was in a camp meeting, and in the camp meeting, he started tormenting my mind, and I spoke out loud. I said, Satan, I said, you're going to do this to me right here, right now, in the temple? I asked him that audibly because I couldn't believe that I wasn't getting some relief being in the temple of God. I used to go and lay on the altar, and I asked God to deliver me. I used to go spend the weekend with someone else, this older lady, because I was scared to stay home, because I knew finally death rose up out of my floor, rose right up out of my floor. And I just grabbed my leg and I just said, Jesus. And when I said Jesus, of course, he was gone. I'm telling you this to let you know that in your life, you will face things. Things don't just change just because you give your life to Jesus. There's some work required. Just like there's some work required when we decide that we're going to be saved. It's not hard, but there's work involved. We stop going to the places that we used to go to. We read our Bible. We pray. We fast. There's some work involved. So I want to say that for me, while I was saved, loving Jesus, living a wonderful life, Satan decided he wanted to take my life. And he knew if he took my life, there would be no redemption. But I'm going to tell you, I still did what I was doing. I still went to work, and I still went to church because those were the safe places for me. I used to go to work an hour early, park my car, and go to sleep in a parking lot, anything to get out of the house. I'm telling you all of these things because my story, my testimony, it didn't end when I stopped doing drugs because Satan is doing what he knows to do, which is he's after my soul. Oh, by the blood of Jesus, he can't have me. He can't have me because I'm going to fight and I'm going to run. I'm going to run on to see what the end is going to be. I'm going to stay. Jesus has given me true deliverance. While I was going through that for 7 months, I couldn't eat. If I eat anything, it was like a mouthful. I went from a size 20 to a size 16. And I had to take skirts in. I could only wear two skirts, alternate. And I would pin up clothes. And people thought and saw that it was, you know, me trying to lose weight. I was ashamed to tell people I can't eat. And I'm going to tell you, I created a prayer closet. A friend of mine, that movie War Room had come out. And a friend of mine, we talked about creating a prayer closet. And I created a prayer closet, and I still have it to this day. I'm ashamed to say that I don't use it as much as I used to, but I went in there the other day and I said, God, I thank you. I thank you for meeting me here. I thank you for delivering me. And I'm going to tell you, in that prayer closet, Jesus would meet me. I would pray. I would sleep in there. And it felt as if I was engulfed in his spirit in that closet. And it's like when I had to come out of that closet to get dressed for work, I used to do whatever I had to do quickly and get out of the house because I knew they were there. I knew Satan was there. I knew it. I'm telling you all of this because I wanted to say that we all have different routes that we'll take. We all have different situations that will occur in our life. We all have different times, different places. And I know for me, God, Jesus is such a gracious and such a loving God that from the time I was a little child and didn't know no better, from the time that I was being abused, from the time that I was being misused, from the time I was misusing myself, from the time I was selling my body, for the time that I was not taking care of my child the way I should have been, Jesus being the God that he is of my life, he has forgiven it all. He has forgiven it all. And he is the God, thank you, Jesus, that he doesn't hold those things against me. And I bless him for it. I'm so grateful that he is the God that he is, that he doesn't hold it against me. And I'm so grateful that he gives me the opportunity to let others know that I understand. I let people know all the time. And I remember there was days when I was out there that all I wanted was somebody to come and hug me. I just wanted somebody to come and hug me and treat me like I was worth something. And I make it my business. Because one thing being a recovering drug addict has given me is the ability to see it. I have the ability to see that spirit on somebody else. And I walk up to them. I always try to let them know that they're important. I always try to let them know. I ask them, I say, you all right today? You know, because I know that when I was out there, I just wanted somebody to treat me like I was a human being. Because when your life is caught up like that, people will have the tendency to forget that you have a soul or that you have a heart because the only thing they see is the outside. They don't see what we're feeling on the inside. And that's just like our walk with Christ. Only thing people do is see the outside. They don't remember what's going on the inside. It's our responsibility by what we say, by how we behave, by how we act. It's our responsibility to let them know who lives on the inside. And Jesus lives on the inside. One of the greatest verses that I like is when he says, when I was hungry and you fed me, when I was naked and you clothed me, when I was sick and you visited me, and when I was in prison, you came to see me. For me, I remember that because that's my life. That's my life. He said, when you did it for one of these, you did it for me. And that's how I live my life. I want to love like Jesus said love. I want to love my neighbor as myself. I want to be that one for Christ. But what I want to say is from where I was then to where I am now, it's only been by the grace of God. It's only been his mercy. It's only been his love. And I'm on what I could say in words. I'm grateful for this opportunity. I pray that someone has heard something that may affect them in their life right now. I'm praying that someone may be encouraged that if you're going through to reach out, I'm praying that even if it's not the church that you reach out to, that God has given us lawyers, he's given us doctors, he's given us all kind of educated people. And it doesn't mean that you don't love him because you have to take a different route. But get help in whatever way, whatever capacity that you see. And most of all, I want to say, we have to be mindful. We have to be observant. It's important that we take care of our little ones. We can't walk this walk in Christ and be blind to what's going on at home because our children are looking to us to save them. Satan is after our young generation. Satan is after our young children. He's after them hard, heavy. This generation coming up is not like we were. We have to fight. We have to fight the good fight. We have to tell Satan, Satan, no, you will not have mine. Anoint your baby's feet at night while they're sleeping. Pray over them at night. Ask God to cover them by the blood. We have to become vigilant in our homes, not just what we do in church. We have to be vigilant with our babies at home. God bless you. I thank you for this opportunity. I have to calm myself down because when I think of all that he has done for me, when I think of all the mercy that he has shown me, my soul gets overwhelmed. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. Minister Bradley, I believe I'm finished.
Glory to God. Amen. All we can say is to God be the glory. Amen. We have watched the hand of the Lord move over your life. And I tell you, it is just amazing. It is amazing. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful that you have come to share on tonight. Amen. Truly, my heart has been blessed. Amen. And we even talked about how we would, you know, present tonight. Amen. And it wasn't the way that we thought. Amen, Jesus, but this was divinely ordered by the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And so what I think we want to do, amen, Jesus, because this testimony has truly blessed us immensely. Amen, Jesus. So I think what we want to do tonight is if there's anyone on the line tonight, amen, if you would like to, amen, come across and, I mean, maybe – you were dealing with some things that you know someone has or is dealing with on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We just want to open the platform tonight. Glory to God that if you would like to come, amen, Jesus, and just let the woman of God know how you've been so blessed on tonight. Or again, if you know there are people that need resources or whatever, you can let us know, and we'll certainly try to get some help for them. Amen. Glory to God. So we're just going to open. Amen. If you would, star 6 tonight. If you would like to have expressions tonight, amen, Jesus. Again, it's not how you've been blessed. Amen, Jesus. Or if you feel like you need additional resources or if you just want to mention someone that you know is struggling and that they need prayer, amen, Jesus, we'll just open the platform like that, amen. So just come across, amen. You can press star 6. Glory to God. If you would like to have words, glory to God. I'm telling you, she has said so much, and I could really go on and on and on, amen, Jesus, but this is a different platform. So we're going to give you an opportunity tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would, amen, have words of expression tonight, you can certainly come over. Just press star 6. Just press star 6 and come over, amen, to the platform on tonight. Will there be one? Will there be anyone? Anyone tonight? Anyone tonight? Glory to God. Anyone tonight? God bless you.
This is Ursula. How everybody doing? I just wanted to say I enjoyed that testimony. It kind of touched me. But came on here to see if y'all could pray for my cousin. He's battling drug addiction, and he wants to stop, but it's like he can't, and he's losing his mind behind it. And he's hearing voices and a lot of stuff going on with him, and he thinks people talking to him or about him, and it's really in his mind. And I just asked y'all to pray. His name is Justin Hunter.
Justin Hunter?
Justin Hunter.
Okay.
And I just want y'all to pray for him, that his mind get back to norm and he can get off these drugs.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? And amen. As you're coming across, amen, we're just going to ask Minister Emmanuel, amen, if you would come to the platform with us on tonight. Amen, Jesus, so that we can touch and agree in prayer on tonight for these precious souls. Amen. We know that God is able. We know that God can do it. Amen. There is no distance too great. Amen, Jesus. There's no situation too big for our God. Amen. Glory to God. And we will touch and agree on tonight. Anyone else? Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else tonight? Amen. You would like to have words, or you know that there is someone that is, again, just like our first caller, who's struggling. Amen, Jesus. Who's struggling and needs help. Amen,
praise
Jesus.
Lord. Praise
the Lord.
Yes, I just want to say that is a very powerful testimony. When she was talking about being in a room with a serial killer, I couldn't do nothing but holler how God delivered her from that. That she listened to him, obeyed him. I just had to yell out on that one. And I wanted to say, not to be comical, but it looked like to me I was just so intrigued with a testimony that I was kind of like, okay, what happened? You know, that sort of thing. But I truly enjoy it. And, ma'am, you keep doing what you're doing. Let the others know that they can be delivered as well. God bless you, and thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It was beautiful. I mean, it was beautiful. Amen. How she just allowed the Lord to use us, use her, and just take her right down her life. Amen, Jesus. Just beautiful. You could just see it, vividly see it. Amen. Glory to God. We hear another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Thank you. I want to say thank you very much to Sister Lassie. I've known her for quite a while, but I don't know her. And tonight opened up a door, and I love her opening up because there are so many people that are going through and don't know how to come out. And I'm requesting prayer for Thompson. He's been battling with drugs for years. So, and keep me in your prayer, my boy.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Borm. God bless you tonight. Amen. And let me get your son's name again.
Dama.
Okay. Amen. Amen. We believe God tonight. We believe. We believe God tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. Star six. Star six. Amen. Just press star six. Star six tonight. Amen. Amen. If you're pressing star six, amen, you want to take your phone off of mute because your phone may be on mute, but you want to press star six to come over to the platform side and then take your phone off of mute. Amen. If you're trying to come over on the platform side, amen. So press star six and we'll see you. Okay. Now take your phone. I believe you're on the platform now. Go ahead, caller.
Praise the Lord. This is Minister Erica. I wanted to let people know that was a great testimony. God bless you, Sister Leslie. Keep your support. Blessings.
Amen.
You,
God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Such again, such a powerful testimony. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And I tell you, God, he's still the same. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. The same God that delivers. Amen, Jesus. This woman of God, amen, he's yet able. He's yet able. He's yet able. Amen.
Yes.
He's yet able. He's still in the delivering business. Amen. I believe I see hear someone else on the platform. God bless you, caller. God bless you. Press star 6 and then take your phone off of mute. Amen. Glory to God. If you would like to come to the platform and take your phone off of mute. Amen. And then we'll be able to, amen, make the connection on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God as well. Amen. We are, amen, taking prayer requests at this time. Glory to God. Amen. So if you have prayer requests or you know those, amen, there may be, that may be needing prayer on tonight. Glory to God. At this time, you can press star 6 and come over. And we'll take those prayer requests. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. It just touched my heart. Amen. Even as, amen, the woman of God was talking and she was saying, amen, she just wanted someone. Amen. She was, amen, just crying out, amen, that someone would see, someone would know. Glory to God, amen, that she wanted to be delivered. Glory to God, that someone would just discern, amen, to know where she was. Glory to God. And here we are tonight, people of God, to let you know, help is on the way. Help is here. Help is here tonight. Amen. The door is open. Glory to God. We believe God on tonight. Glory to God. We've heard the testimony. Amen, Jesus. We've been touched, amen, in so many areas. And you may have others that you're still seeking or that you're still, you're yet believing God for on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to touch and agree on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Perhaps you're not, amen, you may not want to come over. Glory to God, amen. But the Lord hears our petitions. Amen. He hears the silent cries of our heart. Amen. Glory to God. It was even in those silent cries that the Lord heard, amen, Jesus, this woman of God, and he brought deliverance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And again, I say, he's the same God. Amen. So anyone else tonight, amen, before the man of God leads us into prayer, anyone else tonight, amen, want to come over? Glory to God. We don't want to leave anyone out. Glory to God. We don't want to leave anyone out on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Well, again, tonight, amen, Jesus, we just want to touch and agree. Amen, Jesus, that person, amen, it may be you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We getting ready to go before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen. We're going before the throne of grace. We're touching God because we know that he's able. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Amen. Glory to God. He's able to do it. Glory to God. We supply the faith. Amen. Glory to God. And the Lord will do the work. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, we're going to release the platform to Minister Emmanuel tonight. People of God, again, you've heard the petitions. Amen, Jesus. Let's lock them in on tonight. Glory to God. Those loved ones, amen, that you're concerned about, amen, Jesus, Let's lift them now before the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God bless your minister, Manny.
Amen. God bless you, Manny Bradley. Amen. God bless to amen, our speaker of the hour. Amen. Must amen acknowledge before I go in prayer. I thank God for amen this testimony. Truly the testimony captured my attention. Amen. So much so that I had to just be still and just listen to the whole testimony. Amen. It was such a beautiful testimony of deliverance. Even to the point it caused me to reminisce, even think over my life and what the Lord had done. So many times we have testimonies that we have not even shared and told. Amen. But I tell you, when you can reach back and get a testimony, and you ain't got to make nothing up, but it's true, knowing where God has brought you from. Amen. And people of God, we have heard this testimony tonight. Amen. I don't know about you, but my heart is touched. It caused me to reflect on God's goodness towards me and how far God has brought me and what he has done in my life. And I pray that he's done the same thing for you. Amen. We want to pray because we know that God, amen, he has healing hands. Amen. God's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. His ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. Like the woman of God said, you got to get sick and tired. You got to get tired of your wicked ways. You got to get tired of your wrongdoing. Amen. And run to Jesus because he's the only one that can do it. Amen. So we want to pray the prayer of faith. Even for the petitions that have come forth tonight, amen, praying for loved ones, even those that did not come forth, but knowing that you're standing in need of prayer, amen. We want to pray and touch, amen, God tonight, believing, amen, that God is going to deliver. God is going to set free. So would you pray with me tonight? Most gracious Heavenly Father, most giver of a good and perfect gift, we only thank you right now. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love, your mercy. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for being such a wise God. Thank you, oh God, for being such an intelligent God. Father God, you do all things well. You know how to do it. You know when to do it. Even though you know where to do it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we praise you right now. We glorify you, God. Oh God, we exalt you for being God tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for the testimony that we have heard this night. We thank you, oh God, for the woman of God that have unveiled herself, that have opened up herself unto all the world to know that God, amen, has delivered her and set her free. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your saving strength. We thank you for your saving power tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for touching our hearts through this testimony that we heard tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for conviction. We thank you, oh, God, for repentance. We thank you, God, for delivering power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now. You've been mighty good to us, Lord. You are a mighty good God. The blood has never loses power. Your blood still got the power to deliver. Your blood still got the power to save. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you tonight, Lord. We need you right now, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We come to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you tonight. Thank you for touching us through this testimony. Thank you for encouraging our hearts. Lord, knowing that you did it for her, you can do it for anyone else tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your hand is not shortened that it cannot save, your ear not heavy that it cannot hear. Oh, Jesus, you're the same God, back then that you are now, you are the same God. Oh, Jesus, we're praying right now, Lord, that you will work a miracle, Lord, work a miracle tonight, in somebody's life, God. Oh, God, on this prayer line tonight, work a miracle, Lord. Turn somebody's life around. Change somebody's heart tonight. In the name of Jesus, give them a new start. Oh, God, deliver them right now, Lord. Deliver them from the drugs. Deliver them from the addiction. Deliver them from prostitution. Deliver them right now. In the name of Jesus. know you able, Lord. You can do it tonight, Lord. You can do it right now, Lord. Faith coming by hearing, hearing through the word of God. We have heard the word tonight. Oh, Jesus, we take hold of faith tonight, knowing that you did it for her. You can do it for anyone else. Oh, Jesus, we pray tonight, God, for all the prayer requests that come forth. You know every prayer request tonight. You know every situation, God. Oh, Jesus. Look on Mr. Hunter tonight, Lord. You know where he's at, Lord. You know who he is, Lord. Look on this young man right now. Touch his mind. Touch his heart, Lord. Save him tonight, Lord. Save him. Save his soul, Lord. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. Baptize him in your spirit tonight. Baptize him with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Deliver him from the drugs tonight. Take the desire out of his mouth. Take the desire away from him, Lord. Don't let him have no pleasure in doing it. Oh, Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Take the desire away tonight. Take it out of his taste buds. Oh, Jesus, don't let him crave it anymore. You take it away, Lord. You take it away, God. In the name of Jesus, help him to realize that he needs your help. Help him to realize that he needs your delivering power. Oh, Jesus, touch his mind, Lord. Restore his mind tonight. Restore his thoughts, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We know you able, Lord. Rebuke that spirit of paranoia. Rebuke that spirit of paranoia that's plaguing his mind tonight. Loop on that demon tonight. That's torturing his mind tonight. Give him a sound mind. Tell him to be sober tonight. Oh, Jesus. Work on him right now. Work on him, Jesus. Work on him, Lord. Turn his mind around. Transform his mind tonight. Change his heart, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Put him on that street car straight. Put him on that path of holiness. Put him on that right path tonight. Oh, Jesus. Send somebody his way that can let him know that there is hope. There is hope in God tonight. There is hope in the tree. Better be cut down. Yet with the sin of water, it shall sprout again. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, send somebody his way. Let him know he's not alone. Let him know he's not fighting his battle by himself. Oh, Jesus, let him know that somebody cares. Let him know that somebody loves him tonight. Send somebody his way, Lord. Send somebody his way, God, that can help him. In the name of Jesus, set him free tonight, Lord. You set him free tonight, God. Please. Please, Lord, work a miracle, Lord, work a miracle in his life, Lord, right now, touch him right now, God, wherever he may be, Lord, let the virtue go out, let the virtue go out. Not your virtue, Lord. Put him on the Holy Ghost arrest. Arrest him in the Holy Ghost. Arrest him in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. God, break up his heart tonight. Break up the foul ground. Break up that stony heart tonight. Oh, Jesus. Put your spirit within him. Cause him to want to walk right. Cause him to want to do right. Cause him to want to be the man that you have created him to be. Oh, God, do it right now, Lord. I know you can. I know you can do it, Lord. You are a miracle worker. You haven't lost no power. You're the same God that you were 2,000 years ago. You're the same God right now.
In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Look on Damian Thompson. Oh, God, look on this man. Look on somebody's child, Lord. This is somebody's son, God. Look on Mr. Thompson right now. Oh, God, as his mother's standing in the gap. His mother's requesting prayer for her child. Oh, Jesus. You know who this young man is. You know where he's at right now. Father God, we pray that you dispatch your angels, dispatch your delivery angels, to go to where he's at right now, oh God, deliver him from the crack house, deliver him from the junk house, deliver him from the ghetto, God, from the gun of life, oh Jesus, deliver him, Lord, bring him out, Jesus, bring him out, Lord, I know you ever, Lord, yes, there's hope in God. Yes, there is hope tonight. Yes, there is hope tonight. Oh, Jesus. We refuse to give up on our children. We're not going to give up on our children. We're not going to stop praying for our children. We're not going to stop believing God for the saving of their souls. Oh, Jesus, we give them back to you tonight. We give our children back to you, Lord. Have your way in their life, Lord. You do what you need to do, God. You get their attention tonight. Get their attention, Lord. Oh, Jesus, save their souls, Lord. Save them tonight, Lord. Save them, Lord. Save that young man. Save that young woman. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy on them, Lord. Spare their life, God. Spare their life, Jesus. Don't let Satan kill them. Don't let Satan take them out. In the name of Jesus. Spare their life, God. Cover them under the blood tonight. You said when you see the blood, you will pass over. When you see the blood tonight, oh Jesus, we pray tonight, Lord, that you cover them under the blood, oh Jesus, we built the heavens of sin, we built the heavens of life, we built that addiction tonight, we built that stronghold tonight, in the name of Jesus, whether we bind on earth, shall be bound in heaven, whether we loose on earth, shall be loosed in heaven, we bind up that drug addiction tonight, every habit tonight, we bind it through the blood of Jesus, we bind it right now, say the blood of Jesus prevail, the blood of Jesus shall prevail, in the name of Jesus, you can't have our children, you can't have our young people, you can't have these souls belong to God, they belong to God tonight, these souls belong to God, in the name of Jesus, we lose freedom tonight, we lose deliverance tonight, we lose it in the atmosphere, we lose it over these souls tonight, they shall be free, they shall be free tonight, they shall be set free from the addiction, they shall be set free from the drug habit, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help tonight, Lord, help tonight, only you can do it, Lord, only you can do it, send somebody their way that can help them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, look on the young women that are in prostitution, oh God, have mercy on them, Lord, those that are selling their bodies, look on them right now, Lord, look on the young women standing on the corner, deliver them, Lord. Deliver them from prostitution. In the name of Jesus. Look on them right now, Lord. Look on the young men tonight. Who's the old God filling their bodies as well. Male God prostitution. In the name of Jesus. Deliver them, Lord. Set them free tonight. Let them know that their body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Let them know tonight that their body, oh God, is here. Let them know tonight that they got to offer their body as a living sacrifice. Oh, God, cause them to be vessels of honor tonight in the name of Jesus. Deliver them tonight for prostitution in the name of Jesus. I know you will belong. Help them to see their self-worth. Let them know they're worth more than that. Let them know tonight. that they're worth more than a dollar. Let them know tonight that they're worth more than drugs. Let them know tonight that they're worth more than getting high. In the name of Jesus, loose them tonight and set them free. Please do it, Lord. Oh, God, do it tonight. In the name of Jesus, look on every other request. Look on those tonight that may not have come to the platform to request prayer. But maybe they need a prayer. Or they know somebody, amen, who needs help tonight. We pray tonight that you will send them help. Send them help, Lord. Send them help, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, stir up the church tonight that we may go into the gutters and bring these souls out. Stir up the church tonight. Oh, God, that we will roll up our sleeves. Oh, God, and work with these souls. Let them know that God cares. Let them know that God really loves them. In the name of Jesus, do it for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you got God. You call them God. In the name of Jesus, some of these tonight in the gutters, you can raise them up to be preachers. You can raise them up to be pastors. You can raise them up to be lay members. You can raise them up, God, to be witnesses. Unto you. Go down in the gutter tonight and raise them up and clean them up, God. Wash them in your blood and make something beautiful out of their lives. In the name of Jesus, give them a new outlook on life. Give them a reason to live. In the name of Jesus, we say live tonight. We say live tonight. Mr. Hunter, we say live tonight. Mr. Thompson, we say live tonight. Young ladies on the street, we say live tonight. Young men on the corner selling drugs, God said live tonight. Live. I say unto thee, live. When I saw thee polluted in thy own blood, I said unto thee, yea, live. God said live tonight. We speak life over you tonight, that you shall live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, cause young men to put their guns down. Oh, in the name of Jesus, young people are killing one another. But call them tonight to put the gun down. In the name of Jesus, raise up a nation that shall obey. Raise up an army that will fight for you, God. In the name of Jesus, for your will tonight, for your glory tonight. You'll be glorified tonight. You'll be pleased tonight. You'll be edified tonight. In the name of Jesus, look on our unsaved family members. Look on our brothers tonight. All of them that are not saved. We pray that you will save them, Lord. Baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Look on our sisters tonight. All of our sisters not saved. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, our parents, our uncles and nieces and nephews, every family member that are not saved, we pray for more time. God, give them a little more time that they may seek your face. Give them more time. Don't let them be lost. In the name of Jesus, don't let them be lost, God. Don't let them die in their sins. Don't let them go to hell tonight. But rescue them, God. Rescue them from a sinking fan. Yeah, God. Yeah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Rescue them from that, God. Rescue them from that sinking sand. Hey, God, have mercy on them. Give them more time, Lord. Oh, God, give them more time. Give them more time, Jesus. Spare their life, God. Don't let them die in their sins tonight. Don't let them die in their sins tonight. Don't let them die with their addictions tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But God, set them free tonight. Set them free tonight, God. Look on all those that have been molested tonight. Look on all those that have been molested, God. Oh, God, they may be carrying bitterness in their hearts. Oh, God, we pray that you would give them forgiveness, God, for those that done them wrong. In the name of Jesus, help them forgive those who have trespassed against them, who have violated them. In the name of Jesus, oh God, take out the bitterness tonight. In the name of Jesus, give them a heart of forgiveness. Give them a heart of compassion tonight. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Oh God, look on those right now. Look on those that are incarcerated tonight. Oh, God, you can do all things. You specialize tonight. You specialize in things that seem impossible. In the name of Jesus, go into the prison house tonight, God. Look on those that are on death row. Look on all the murderers, God. Oh, God, forgive them, God. Look on all the rapists tonight. Forgive them, Jesus. Oh, God, forgive them, Lord. Look on the robbers tonight. Forgive them, Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. You can still forgive them, God.
90 seconds.
But, Lord, you can forgive them. Save their souls tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let somebody find Christ tonight. Let somebody be born again. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Born of the water and born of the Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, put a stirring in the church, Lord. Oh, God, stir up your people tonight. Oh, God, to reach these lost souls. Stir up your people, God. They go out to the highways and the hedges and compel men to come in. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you've been so good to us. God, you have worked miracles. You have done wonders tonight. Oh, God, we praise you for the testimony that come from my dear sister tonight. We thank you for, oh, God, powerful testimony. Oh, God, that have touched so many hearts tonight. That have touched, oh, God, so many souls tonight. Oh, God, you reach way down into our spirit. And you touched our spirit tonight, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I can't forget what you've done for me, Lord. I can't forget what you've done for me. I can't forget how you set me free, Lord. How can I forget? Hallelujah, Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the woman of God tonight that has come forth and shared her testimony with the world. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray. Oh, God, that your word will have free course in the lives of the people. Let your word, let the testimony change somebody's life tonight. Let the testimony change somebody's heart tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you. We thank you. We claim victory tonight. We claim deliverance through the precious blood of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you, oh, God, for every petition that have gone forth. Father God, we know that thou always hears us when we pray. And we say thank you, O God, for hearing our prayer. We thank you for answers while we yet call. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we believe you, we count it done. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you by faith. We count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, and so it is tonight. Amen, so it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're indeed grateful tonight. Amen, for all that our ears have heard. Amen, all that is our spirit on tonight revived us. Glory to God in so many ways. Amen, we've been revived in so many ways. Amen, by this testimony on tonight, and we're grateful. Amen, for all that the Lord is getting ready to do, amen, coming out of this testimony, amen, in your lives, in our lives, amen. Glory to God, people of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything on tonight. Simply text us, amen. I'll give you two numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918, and again that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, You may text us, amen, Jesus. If you're listening internationally and you would like to get a copy, you can reach out to us on WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Don't forget as well, people of God, you can go out. Amen. Our broadcasts are housed on our Prayer News Network Facebook page, so you can actually go out, amen, Jesus, listen to it as often as you like. Certainly, we encourage you to click and send, amen. Send it via Messenger, amen. Send it via your page. However, people of God, do you know the countless number of people, Lord God, that will be blessed by this testimony? Amen, Jesus. Do you know how many lives the Lord can touch by this testimony right here? Surely as we've been touched, amen, Jesus, the Lord is ready to touch others. So we encourage you to get a copy. Help us to get the word out, amen. Again, text us. We'll send it to you, or go out to our Facebook page, Glory to God. Also, don't forget, people of God, you can go out to the web, amen, Jesus, Google Prayer News Network. You'll as well see a copy there. And as well there on that page, you'll be able to listen to our podcast, amen. Some people prefer to listen by podcast. So listen, people of God, we're just trying to get it out by any means necessary. Glory to God. Go out to our Facebook page, amen. Comment, amen. Put a comment out there, amen, about tonight's testimony, amen. Put something out there to let the people know how blessed you were. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There are some people, amen, that are just, amen, surfing out there. Perhaps if they see your message, they'll click because they'll want to know, amen, what was said. Amen. And so much was said tonight. Glory to God. We thank God tonight again for you. We thank God for you. Thank you for availing yourself. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Already getting text messages. Amen, Jesus. People who have enjoyed the word. Amen. Enjoyed the testimony on tonight. Amen. And we know that this is just the beginning. Amen. It's just another step in what God is doing in your life. Glory to God. We know God is about to, amen, open many, many, many doors. Amen. Many, many, many doors in your life, so that testimony such as this can go forth, amen, unapologetically, amen. Why? Because you are delivered, because God has done the work in your life, amen, and you don't mind telling it, you don't mind declaring it, amen, and I tell you again, it is so powerful, amen. We just want to encourage you, amen, to continue on, amen. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful that you've come to be with us on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And listen, we're going to invite you back. Amen. Glory to God. Whenever you have time. Amen. Amen. As the caller said earlier, what else? What else? Amen, Jesus. We know that there's more. Amen. Glory to God. As you said, there's so much more that you couldn't get it all out. Glory to God. But listen, that you got out, it needed to be said. Amen. But we believe God by faith that you'll come back and be with us again, amen, Jesus, in the near future, amen, Jesus. Powerful testimony. Listen, people of God, she could have just taken just one section, amen, glory to God, and expounded on that and just really taken us, oh, my Lord, I'm telling you, I was sitting here, and it was just, my mind was going, my mind was just like, just so open to what God wants to do, amen, with you, amen, in this ministry, amen, that the Lord has placed within you. Glory to God. So we bless God for you on tonight, amen. Glory to God, and we pray on tonight, amen. Glory to God, we pray tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for your servant. We thank you for your willingness on tonight. Thank you, oh God, for how she has come, glory to God, and just exposed herself, opened herself to the world, amen, an open book, glory to God, to show the world Lord God, what you can do, not only what you can do, but what you will do. We thank you for the work, glory to God. Thank you for the work that you've begun in our life. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you, Father, at this time, at this juncture. Glory be to God for this turn now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking, glory to God, that you will cover her. We're asking that you will shield her. We're asking that you will protect her, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to restore the virtue unto her. We're thanking you tonight for the confidence. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for the glory. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for the Holy Ghost. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight for what you've done. We're blessing you, glory to God, hallelujah, for the countless of lives, glory to God, that shall be touched, that will. Father, we say you get the glory. Father, you get the praise. You get the honor, for it is all due unto you. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're asking that you would look upon your servant. We're asking, glory to God, that you would bless her now. Bless her, glory to God. Bless her in the name of Jesus. Bless her mightily, oh God, for her willingness. We ask that you would bless her going out. We're asking that you would bless her coming in, oh God, from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, we're asking that you would cause your face to shine upon her. Cause your favor to rest upon her, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you now. We're thanking you for open doors and doors and doors and doors that shall be open unto her. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, that you will give her the courage, that you will give her the strength, even in the days ahead, to declare your work, to declare your glory. Father, we bless you now. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. Father, we do forbid backlash right now in the name of Jesus. We forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid it tonight. We declare, we decree on tonight, there shall be no retaliation. We declare, we decree on tonight, oh God, for what you've done is done and cannot be rebuilt. Father, we thank you tonight for destroying yokes. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for breaking chains. We're thanking you tonight for your precious anointing. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise, Sister Celestia. Thank you for her life. Thank you for all you've done. Glory to God. Thank you for all you've done. And we're thanking you for your glory. In that precious name, Jesus, we glorify, we honor you now. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen, amen. Glory to God, amen. Sister Celestia, God bless you tonight, amen. We just can't thank you enough for allowing the Lord to speak to his people tonight. Amen. Thank you for your life to be an example, to show forth the glory of God. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to, amen, Jesus, listen, people of God, listen, I did receive on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God, some information that came over on my text message. Amen, Jesus. There is, amen, Jesus, a national helpline, amen, Jesus, for those that may be facing mental health, glory to God, or has substance abuse or disorders, amen, Jesus, glory to God, amen, Jesus. We believe God by faith, amen, Jesus, but for those that, amen, we're not able to, glory to God, to get to come in, or those that never have, amen, Jesus, in a crisis situation, glory be to God, there is a national helpline, glory be to God, that you can certainly call, amen, Jesus, to get them out of harm's way, amen, glory to God, while the Lord is yet working, amen. Again, if there's a crisis and they need help, glory be to God, amen, listen, help is available. That number is 1-800-662 amen, 4357. Again, 1-800-662-4357. Amen. Glory to God. Again, for those that may be in a crisis situation, amen, and need immediate help, amen. Glory to God. Also, there is a National Suicide Prevention Line. Glory be to God for anyone who may be, again, that's a crisis situation that needs immediate help. Glory to God. This is a national suicide prevention lifeline, and that number is 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's 800-273-8255. Amen. Again, these situations that may be, amen, crisis situation and need immediate help. Amen. Glory to God. Jot those numbers down. People of God, hold on to them in the event that you're needing them. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, we thank God tonight. Amen. Thank God for you, to Celestia. Amen, Jesus. We're going to, amen, ask you to come back to the platform. Amen, Jesus. Perhaps there's, amen, we want to give you the final word on tonight. Glory to God, to the people. Glory to God, or anything else that the Lord is laying on your heart. Amen. Glory to God, you have the platform.
God bless you, woman of God. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just wanted to say to you, thank you for the opportunity. I thank God for all that he is and who he is in my life. I thank God for continually showing me his strong hand, and I bless his name. And that's all I have to say, and I pray everyone is continually covered under his blood, and those who feel that they need help or want help or felt that there was no help, I pray that they would seek it out.
Yes.
And that's it. That's it. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Also, if you would, amen, Jesus, if there's anyone as well, glory be to God, that you feel like, amen, you need prayer, you can certainly reach out to us. Amen. Reach out to us, either one of those numbers that we just gave you. Certainly reach out to us. Amen, Jesus. We're here. Amen. We're here for you. Amen. We're touching and agreeing, believing God by faith. Amen. Stretching our faith. Amen. Glory to God. Believing that God is able, knowing, amen, Jesus, that he's able to perform. So certainly feel free to reach out to us as well. Glory to God, to your local churches. Glory to God, your pastors or whatever. You don't have to suffer in silence. Amen. Glory to God. But reach out, amen, to whomsoever the Lord gives you, the Lord lead you, amen, Jesus, to reach out to. Amen. Help is here. Amen, Jesus. We are helpers one to the other. Amen. Now, people of God, we do pray. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you tonight again for this word. Thank you for this testimony. Thank you for all that you've done in thy precious name, O God. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover us and keep us. Cover us in your shed blood, for you did give your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And we're thanking you tonight for your angels, thanking you for your covering, thanking you for your blood on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover each and every one, amen, that are listening to this broadcast on tonight. Cover us, Father, and we shall be covered in thy precious name, Jesus. And we're asking you tonight, Father, those that will assemble themselves on tomorrow in their houses of worship, Father, we're asking that you would show up, show forth your glory. Show forth your glory in great measure. Break yokes, oh God, destroy the works of the enemy. Cause the praises to go forth. Amen. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Father, keep us now and cover us. Bring us back together again at the appointed time. For this we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. We look to see you tomorrow night, people of God. Amen, Jesus, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, amen, Eastern time, amen, 8 o'clock Central time, et cetera, et cetera. God bless you tonight. We thank God for your time. Thank you for your attention on tonight. Glory to God, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. That does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.